three candidates running in the 3rd congressional district race to replace Jason Chaffetz met Monday's deadline to turn in signatures to get their name onto the ballot. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
Provo Mayor John Curtis and his campaign turned in close to 15,000 signatures Monday morning, more than double the number required. Curtis, a Republican, was one of just three who made the noon deadline for candidates seeking a path to the ballot outside the traditional party nominating convention. Mark Thomas is director of elections for the state of Utah. He says he plans to bring on 10 additional staffers to get those signatures verified, a process he expects will take about a week.
Each signature is actually reviewed against the voter registration database, so we actually do a comparison to ensure that that signature matches. We also have to look to make sure that they meet the requirements of the right party, so Republicans can only sign Republicans petitions, and as well as making sure that they haven't signed any other petition.
Another Republican candidate, Tanner Ainge, turned in his signatures last week. The lieutenant governor's office has certified those, so Ainge is guaranteed a spot on the August 15th primary ballot. Draper entrepreneur Sean Whalen, a registered Republican, is new to the race. He turned in signatures to run as an unaffiliated candidate in the general election scheduled for this November. Four other candidates who had declared their intention to use the petition process did not make the deadline. The race now enters a critical phase as the remaining Republican and Democratic candidates woo delegates before their party's nominating conventions this Saturday. A total of 21 candidates are running to fill the seat. Representative Chaffetz will be resigning from Congress at the end of the month. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.